The idea of damming the Susitna River is not new. It's been floated on and off for a couple of decades with little success. But as KTNA's Diana Hecker reports, more recent pressures to produce affordable, renewable energy are driving the state to take a look at a scaled-down version this time.
The Energy Authority decided that the Susitna project would be the most likely candidate to be licensed and built. Carson Rodvicki explains.
We know that there is a great need for cost-effective, reliable, long-term power on the rail belt.
The project would cost approximately $4.5 billion, and the Energy Authority estimates that it has a lifespan between 50 and 100 years.
The proposed dam on the Lower Watonna, site would be approximately 700 feet tall, and it would either be an embankment or a roller-compacted concrete dam. The length along its crest would be 2,700 feet, and it would create a 39-mile-long reservoir, which would be 2 miles wide at its widest point.
The Lower Watonna proposal is on a much smaller scale than the bigger project studied in the 1980s.
The 1980s project involved a two-dam proposal. The dam was going to be much higher, 885 feet high, as compared to this 700-foot high. And then furthermore, the 1980s proposal involved a much larger megawattage, anywhere from 16 to 1900. It was far too big for the need.
The Lower Watonna proposal would produce an annual energy of 2,600 gigawatt hours and an installed capacity of 600 megawatts. With Cook Inlet gas supplies waning, utilities like the Matanuska Electric Association are welcoming the news of the state's support of a large hydro project in the rail belt. But there are some impacts too. The Energy Authority discovered last year that some king salmon were documented above the proposed dam site. Rodvik said that this will be studied in this coming summer. Also, grayling habitat would be wiped out where the reservoir lake would be built. The Alaska Energy Authority has not done detailed studies on job creation, but Rodvik said that a project of this magnitude would require a substantial and well-trained workforce. The next steps are that AEA is looking for a lead engineering firm to help guide the Energy Authority through extensive environmental field studies.
You know, we cannot be certain at this time of the level and the nature of state financing.
Asked about the rationale of why Alaska is pursuing a large hydro project while many dams in the lower 48 are in the process of being taken down, Rodvik said that the Susitna project represents the best opportunity to get affordable energy for the rail belt.
The alternatives are coal or gas.
If the project gets the green light, Rodvik said there will be a long and expensive permitting process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. He said that if AEA can initiate the FERC permitting process in January 2012, the Sioux Hydro project could be operational in 11 years. Reporting in Talkeetna, this is Diana Hecker.